Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Sykautow. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump are asking a federal judge to dismiss the criminal case over his handling of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago residence, citing presidential immunity. In a 22-page filing late Thursday, the attorneys argued that Trump designated the documents as personal records, an official act while he was president. Previously, Trump suggested the documents were declassified when he took them to his estate. Across the country, there is celebration and great joy after the first U.S.-made spacecraft landed successfully on the moon. The historic moment comes more than half a century after Apollo 11 carried Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin to the lunar surface. The CEO of the private company Intuitive Machines, Stephen Altemus, thanked his team soon after the lander touched moon dust.
What an outstanding effort. I know this was a nail-biter, but we are on the surface, and we are transmitting. And welcome to the moon.
The 6-foot lander is called Odysseus, and according to the latest update by scientists, the fiber and titanium craft landed upright and is sending data back to Earth. President Biden has met with Alexei Navalny's wife and daughter in San Francisco. Navalny, who was an outspoken critic of Russian leader Vladimir Putin, was found dead in a Russian prison last week. NPR's Deepa Shivram has more.
The White House says Biden met with Yulia Navalny and her daughter to express his condolences and his admiration for Navalny's courage and fight for a free and democratic Russia. The meeting comes the day before the White House is expected to announce new sanctions against Russia in response to Navalny's death and Russia's continued aggression in Ukraine. Yulia Navalny also met with Vice President Kamala Harris last week in Germany during the Munich Security Conference. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, San Francisco.
In Wisconsin, Planned Parenthood is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider an 1849 law that bans abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Mayan Silver of member station WVM reports.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is making the case that whether and when to have a child is enshrined in the state constitution as part of the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Abortion is currently legal in Wisconsin up to 20 weeks of pregnancy, ever since a trial court judge found an 1849 law doesn't ban abortions. That judge's ruling is also headed to the state's highest court, which currently has a liberal majority. If the Wisconsin Supreme Court accepts Planned Parenthood's case and rules in its favor, Wisconsin would join several states, including California, Michigan, and Vermont, that have secured a right to an abortion under their state constitutions. For NPR News, I'm Mayan Silver in Milwaukee.
And this is NPR News from New York City. A popular social media company aims to be listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Reddit, the company that describes itself as the front page of the internet, filed for an initial public offering and plans to trade under the ticker symbol RDDT. The family of a man who died after being brutally beaten by police in Memphis are speaking out as lawmakers in Tennessee consider a new bill. From member station WPLN, Mariana Bacayao reports.
After police fatally beat Tyree Nichols at a traffic stop last year, the city of Memphis passed several ordinances changing how police interact with drivers, making it so unmarked cars cannot be used for traffic stops and stopping officers from pulling over a driver for a minor violation, like the one that led to Nichols' death. But Tennessee lawmakers could overrule those local ordinances under a new bill making its way through the State House. The proposal would make it so local governments can't pass anything that would interfere with stopping crime. In a statement, the Nichols family calls the bill a devastating step backwards. For NPR News in Nashville, I'm Mariana Bacayao.
Minnesota United is starting their season this weekend with reports that the professional soccer team has a new head coach. Eric Ramsey, the Manchester United assistant, who speaks four languages and is one of the youngest coaches in the league, has signed a contract and, according to the Star Tribune, will need to acquire his work visa before starting with the Loons. I'm Dwahli Sykautow, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.